Brussels asked the UK to pay an extra £1.7 billion because our economy grew more than expected. But it's now been agreed half that amount will be offset by a rebate because of the extra VAT raised. And the outstanding amount will be paid in two instalments in July and September next year, after the general election. But the Shadow Chancellor took to Twitter to denounce the deal. "Nobody will fall for this smoke and mirrors," he tweeted. "George Osborne is simply counting rebate Britain was due anyway. Not a single penny's been saved for the taxpayer," he said, compared to 2 weeks ago when Cameron was blustering in Brussels. And Mr. Balls claimed, "Cameron and Osborne are trying to take people for fools. They failed to get a better deal for taxpayer."